Hello, kombucha drinkers. This is Baron with Kombucha with Baron. Hey, crazy thing. I'm going into Whole Foods today in Phoenix, Arizona, and I drive by and I see GT Dave's logo on a sweatshirt. So I had to pull over and stop and talk to this young gentleman about what he's doing here. And I'd missed their setup inside, but I wanted to talk to him. And we start talking in the parking lot. He's off to another location at the Paradise Valley Whole Foods. And turns out that he's making Jun at home too. So I was like, cosmic, right? So anyway, we're here. What is your name, my man?
My name is Daniel.
Daniel. Daniel's making his Jun, and tell me a little bit about your Jun. Like, why'd you get on Jun and not traditional kombucha?
So I stopped using the sugar just because I had heard about Jun and the way that it was made and that we could use honey. And I had a good plug on some raw organic honey that we had from the Yellow Deli. It's like a commune of people in Southern California. I guess it's all over the world. But they have like a utopian like commune that they all live on and grow their food, and they have a cafe, and they produce like really good honey. And so they're selling me gallons of it for really cheap because I noticed honey was like kind of expensive. And so I started making it with that, and I make it in like 2.5 gallon batches. And it comes out pretty good. I feel like the bacteria feeds on the sugars a lot quicker than it did when I was using just organic cane sugar.
Nice. And so what kind of tea are you using with your Jun?
Just regular organic green tea.
Okay, just green tea. Have you experimented with other
mixes of green and black?
Yeah.
I haven't really dove it so far into the to the tea world of it, and I know that that's a whole other kind of like dynamic between you know, kombucha, but yeah, I usually just go back and forth, usually between just green, just black, or a mix of green and black.
Very cool. Well, thank you, my man. I know you got to take off, and have a very good day today. And everyone, this is Baron with Kombucha with Baron. Be well. I'm still praying for world peace. Buy your neighbor a kombucha. Call your mother. Take care. Hey, kombucha drinkers, it is Baron with Kombucha with Baron. So hey, this is just a follow-up. So after meeting up with my man in the parking lot about the June kombucha, he recommended the seasonal GT's Living Food. They're coming out with seasonal flavors of kombucha, and this seasonal flavor is the 2018 winter edition kombucha Pure Love, which is blood orange, hibiscus, and rose. And I'm going to tell you something right now, it is delicious. So it is head and neck and neck with my previous favorite, which was the Wild Tonic goji raspberry goji rose, which is still delicious, and it's unique. It's different. It's a Jun, so it's a little sweeter, but I have to say, for a kombucha, this is my favorite kombucha. So my favorite Jun would be the Wild Tonic Raspberry Goji Rose. My favorite kombucha at this time is the GT's Living Foods 2018 Winter Edition Kombucha Pure Love Blood Orange Hibiscus Rose. I picked it up at Whole Foods. So I'm going to make this one short and sweet, which is what this bottle is, short and sweet. Haha. Anyway, hope you're well. Wanted to give you a follow-up on that. And there's some other products I'm going to be reviewing too from GT's that I tasted. That was really, really tasty. So hope you're well. Still praying for world peace. Love your neighbor. Buy them a kombucha. Call your mother. This is Baron with Kombucha with Baron. Have a great day.